Welcome to another edition of WITY Profile. Chad Baker with the return visit today with Logan Allen. Could it be magic? The music of Barry Manilow coming up to the Beef House Dinner Theater with an evening show on Friday, May 16th. The matinee shows Saturday and Sunday, May 17th and 18th. You can call for tickets 217-499-5355. Visit beefhouserolls.com, or you could probably just come to the event and take the shot that there may be a ticket or two available, but you don't necessarily want to take that chance. If you can get those tickets ahead of time, do so. And just remember, Mother's Day coming up here on Sunday. You're going to definitely want to treat mom to a dinner and a performance, and some of her favorite music may have been from Barry Manilow. Logan, thanks for coming back in and talking with us.
Thanks for having me again. I'm super happy to be here once again.
Now, since we've talked last time, when we talked off air, you have really flung open the book. You have the choreography portions pretty much all down. You have where the band is going, your performance. I'm sure you had the look.
The design. The look is one of the first things.
So
yes.
So many aspects of this performance that weren't put together quite yet whenever we talked back in March that is coming together here just a couple weeks away. Tell us a little bit about where you're at with things and how they've progressed.
So the last time that we talked, I had just locked in what songs we wanted to do, which meant that I needed to finish writing out all the songs since I write out all the charts for everybody in the band. And I finished that. Everybody has everything. It's locked in. I'm known to change things. I've told everybody nothing's changing at this point. We know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But my singers are putting in work right now, as you said, on the choreography. I'm working on when I'm going to change jackets. I've got all sorts of flashy jackets that I wear throughout, and my singers have some changes as well. And I've been just constant contact with the band and making sure everybody's together. I mean, I sent out a mass text today about dates and times, and that's a good thing to remind everybody that it's Indiana time. All of the shows, any times that you find online or any times you hear promoted are Indiana time. I'm making sure the band knows that as well, because we don't need somebody showing up an hour late to dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're in the thick of the rehearsals right now, and yeah, I think 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's where we're at. It's kind of terrifying, but we're getting there.
Let's go inside the performance there. Let's talk about a wardrobe change in the middle of the show, because rigidly timed, you have so many seconds, up to maybe a minute, where you're off stage. Everything's got to go correctly, and you have to also pivot in case if something doesn't go correctly. Take us into that.
So I think the fastest outfit change I have to do in this show is 8 measures. I sing part of a song, I turn around, I say, go for it, band, I leave the stage, and I have to come back 8 measures later in a new outfit. So that's probably going to be the most stressful part, is trying to work that out. But other than that, I've worked it in with the band's charts where it makes sense where I might leave or my singers might leave, and it makes sense so that way there's never a dead moment. I hate dead air. I hate moments where people are like, oh, is something going to happen now? I've made it so everything flows together. There's not a moment where you're going to be checking your watch. The show's going to end and it's just going to go by so fast.
And of course, there's going to be great Beef House food there. The rolls, the endless buffet. Could it be magic? I think it could be. The fact that you're going to have a wonderful dinner and, of course, all that great music from Barry Manilow. You mentioned that you've locked down your schedule, or you did that, or you were pretty close to doing that the last time we talked. You've locked down the schedule. How many songs are we anticipating in this performance?
I don't want to give an exact number.
Sure.
We got to keep element of surprise. But there's 2 acts. There's a 15-minute intermission to catch your breath after the first half, but each act has about the same number of tunes, and it's every single song that you would want to hear from Barry. Everything from Copacabana to This One's For You, everything is here that really makes Barry Manilow one of the greatest.
So in creating this performance, and we asked this question the last time, anything that has popped up that you're just like, because you're young, you're 19,
18.
20, 18.
18,
you're 18. So big undertaking. And it would be a little different if you were in your 40s and you've done 20 years of this, but putting something of this nature together and being so young, there's been, I'm sure, some eye-popping moments, some things that you're having to feel out for yourself because you just don't have that experience. What's that been like? Has there been anything that you're just like, okay, you know, we really need to work our way through this, and it just wasn't working out? Take us behind the work of that and what that looks like.
So I'd say, in a vague, broad sense, one of the things that's really opened my eyes to being behind the scenes in a big production like this is having to not only think about everything, but tell everybody everything that I want. Because mm-hmm. sometimes when I'm imagining the show in my head, it will be like, okay, this song ends, my two singers leave the stage. Mm-hmm. But then I have to remember, not only do they leave the stage, they take their microphones with them. They move this. They do. So it's stuff like that where I'm seeing it all in my head, and it's like, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, that'll happen. That's easy. But it's a completely different thing to have to vocalize everything that needs to happen. And it's one of those things where even the day of the show, there's little things I'm tweaking. There's little things I'm changing. Hey, you forgot to move that at this time. Hey, can you do this? So it's being not only a performer, but being a director has probably been the most challenging, probably the most rewarding part of this.
Absolutely. Let's switch gears here a little bit and talk a little bit about the folks that are helping you make this.
Yes.
Can you talk about your band? Talk about the singers?
Yeah. So I have an 11-piece band behind me. That's mm-hmm. 9 musicians and 2 singers. My 2 singers, Lydia and Jenny, they have put so many hours into this already, and we're still not even the week of the show. Mm-hmm. So they're probably the real MVPs of the onstage crew in this one, because not only do they have to memorize their vocals, they have choreography. They have changes. Like I said, they have to know mm-hmm. on, off, mics, or no mics, whatever, that sort of stuff. So they have probably put in so many hours of work into this already. And my band just absolutely kills it. 3-piece horn section, mm-hmm. there's violin sounds, there's 2 percussionists, there's keyboards, guitars. It sounds like a full orchestra, but there's only 12 people on stage.
And everybody plays one instrument, or do you have some multi-instrumentalists?
So there's a couple multi-instrumentalists. My saxophone player sometimes will play the flute on some songs.
Okay.
My trumpet will switch to the flugelhorn every now and then.
Oh, okay.
And my percussionist, one of my friends from high school, is playing percussion for me. He's got bongos and tambourines and sound effects. He triggers and cymbals and all that. So he's like running around with a chicken with his head cut off the whole time.
Yeah.
But everybody is working to put together the same show. And I think that's what makes it run so smoothly. Is nobody's butting heads, nobody's confused, and I know what I want, the band knows what I want, and we're all working to put together the same show, which is what makes it such a cohesive and nicely put together performance.
Just remember, it is a great opportunity for Mother's Day. Mother's Day gifts. Mom gets flowers every year. She does not get the gift of Beef House Rolls and Barry Manilow together every year.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect pairing. It's a perfect time of year to do this. And I think anybody who comes will absolutely have the time of their life.
Get the show, the buffet dinner, salad rolls, soft drink, dessert, taxes and fees, all $68 per person. And of course, anybody that's been to a Beef House show knows it's a rather intimate setting. It's not like you're sitting 3 decks up far away. You know, the worst seat in the house, you're back far enough, you could still see facial movements. And,
yes.
And it's still intimate. So the idea is that you're feeling like a part of the show. And it is an interactive show,
yes.
too. We want to make a point that it's not just you up there singing and there's a disconnect with the crowd. You are interacting with the crowd as well.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to be Barry Manilow. I am mm-hmm. trying to involve the audience. Now, I'm not going to make anybody sing or anything. It's not that type of involvement. But
sure.
I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to interact. There's going to be eye contact. We're going to have glow sticks like Barry Manilow does live. We're going to have glow sticks at every seat. Everybody can wave their neon glow sticks around. That's their way of being involved. And it also will help us see the audience since lights can be bright. So that's kind of a way that we involve the audience like Manilow does. And again, I talk to the audience. We involve the audience. There's a couple little quips here and there. Mm-hmm. And it's just such an interactive and fun experience.
Is there anything else that you want folks to know before we get to the weekend right after Mother's Day when this performance hits?
So I'd have to say the one thing that people have said since I've started this project, we've had one other performance before and that's it. So we're like mm-hmm. fresh out of the gate
sure.
with this. But after our first performance, we did it at my high school in St. Joe.
Okay.
A lot of people came that knew me or knew somebody in the band, but they didn't really know Barry Manilow. They maybe knew Copacabana, maybe not. Mm-hmm. They were just going in just to come support it. When the lights came up at the end, it didn't matter if you knew every single song or if you didn't know a single song. Everybody left saying how much of a good time they had.
Oh, very
so
nice.
So you do not have to be a fanalow to enjoy this type of show. There's enough to look at, and on top of the great music you'll be experiencing for the first time if you don't know it, which I wish I could experience this music for the first time again.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know a single song, you just want to have a meal and be entertained for a bit, It is a guaranteed good time, and you could ask anybody that has seen the show before, you will enjoy it.
So much life to the music, and it's going to be like if Barry Manilow was 18 again, but have all the experience in the entire songbook that he was able to sing and is still able to sing at this very day all throughout his career, all in one evening. Could it be magic? The music of Barry Manilow coming up Beef House Theater, May 16th, 17th, and 18th, evening show on the 16th, matinee show 17th and 18th. Logan, great talking with you again. Look forward to it, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
That is Logan Allen, and that has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.